purpose is to help our listeners enter into God's throne room and experience that precious intimate time of fellowship by exalting our Lord and Savior. This is Koinonia Bible Training Center, and your DJ this morning is Pastor Nancy. So be blessed as you enter in.
We lift our voices, His praises we sing. Whatever you need, my God will provide. The Father is waiting with arms open wide. Here in this house, there is a blessing. Here in this house, He's given a song. Here in this house, there's refreshing anointing, filling our hearts with perfect love.
There's mercy and grace,
falling like rain. Here in this house.
10 minutes with the King is a 30-minute broadcast, where we're encouraging our listeners to spend at least 10 minutes daily with the Lord before your day begins, and you will be blessed.
Here in His presence,
open heart.
There is fullness of joy. There's peace like a river flooding our souls.
We see His glory
surrounding this place. There's healing,
forgiveness.
Boker Tov, my friends. This is Monday morning, and we are going to start the week off right by praising our Lord. Hallelujah. Getting into His Word, having our intimate time of fellowship. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading Psalms 25, 11 through 15. Praise God. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the promised land. Friendship with the Lord is reserved for those who fear Him. With them He shares the secrets of His covenant. My eyes are always looking to the Lord for help, for He alone can rescue me from the traps of my enemies. Glory to God, to the reading of His Word. Father God, we honor You daily by how we choose to live, think, act, and yes, even play. Those of us who truly respect and love You can't help but be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're so easy for us to love. Hallelujah. And You're a God who shows Yourself friendly to an undeserving people. Thank You, Lord, for being so easy to love.
It's so easy to love You. It's so easy to love You. It's so easy to love You. Because You're wonderful. It's so easy to love You. It's so easy to love You. It's so easy to love You. Because You're wonderful. That's what the Father is. Say it. So easy to love You. So easy to love You. So easy to love You. Because You're wonderful. You're wonderful. So easy. Easy to love. So easy. Easy to love. It's so easy.
So easy to love.
You're marvelous. Cause You're marvelous. It's so
God, He calls me friend. Can I hear you sing and say, calls me friend. Even if you don't quite understand it, even if you don't quite get it, sing it. Friend of God, I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Maybe if you lifted a hand real high and sing it with all your heart.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I hope you truly are a friend of God. Hallelujah. He calls you friend. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. Awesome friend. Hallelujah. Greater love than no man, than someone who will lay down his life for a brother. Hallelujah. But Jesus not only laid his life down for a brother, he laid his life down for all mankind. Hallelujah. We just need to accept that love. Hallelujah. Accept the provision that he has made for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because of the precious Holy Spirit, we can overcome our greatest enemy, which is our flesh, ourselves, besides anything else. That's number one. Let's get over ourselves. We need the Holy Ghost to help us to be overcomers.
Send it. We need your power. Fill us.
Fill us.
We need your power.
power. Send the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory to God. We need the power to live right. Hallelujah. You cannot live the way you should live. Hallelujah. In your own power, because our flesh is geared for sin. Hallelujah. We will mess it up every time. We need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know if you notice those in the U.S. anyway, that where the coronavirus is more prevalent is in the areas where society is in the worst. Hallelujah. Your East Coast, your West Coast. Just check it out. Hallelujah. Where God is least respected is where the enemy is in abundance. Hallelujah. People getting hard and heavy in those areas. That ought to give you some clue. Hallelujah. These things aren't just by accident. Hallelujah. There's a design to it all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The word says, and Jesus said this out of his own mouth. So he was talking to Nicodemus. And Nicodemus said, Lord, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus said, you must be born again. You must be born again. And then he says, well, how can I be born a second time in my mother's womb? And Jesus told him, you need to be born of water and spirit. Hallelujah. Baptism for the cleansing is symbolic of cleansing. So you need to be cleansed. Hallelujah. You need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. The cleansing comes by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And that's when he told them it's expedient for him to leave this earth so the Comforter will come. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. I'm just feeling the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've got to get the message out to people. You must be born again. It's not a church thing. You must be born again. Hallelujah. To come into the kingdom. Hallelujah. You must be born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Flesh and blood. Hallelujah. Bones will not enter heaven, but your spiritual person, who is the real you, that is the one who is trying to get into heaven. Hallelujah. It's a choice. Hallelujah. And the choice is on you. You must be born again. Hallelujah. So we want to get into the presence of Jehovah. Hallelujah. This morning, blessing him, getting strong in him, loving him, learning to love others, and helping others to find their way.
Moment, no doubt can exist.
just wow in the presence of Jehovah. That's what we're getting ready to do. Hallelujah. To enter into the throne room, to be in the presence of Jehovah. Hallelujah. I just love it when I sense his presence. Hallelujah. Stronger than normal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know he's always with me, but there's times when you can really sense the presence. Hallelujah. Oh, and when it's strong, oh my goodness, that's glorious. That is glorious in the presence of Jehovah. Hallelujah. Before I sign out this morning, thank you, Jesus. I want to pray. Hallelujah. I want to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray, hallelujah, that this ministry can really reach and touch souls, not to build up our congregation as far as headcount, but to help bring people into the kingdom, into the love, into the mercy and grace of our precious Lord. Hallelujah. And to be empowered by his loving, caring Holy Spirit. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, you know the hearts and minds that of those who are listening. Hallelujah. Those who are truly seeking your face. I ask you to meet them at their point of need. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Meet them, Lord. Help them to see your truth. We're moving in a time of awakening, Father God. And this ministry wants to be on board with you in this fight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, and we love you. I will catch you tomorrow morning, but know this, that we at Koinonia love you, and we most definitely love the Lord.
With the praises of my heart, thoughts and phrases flood my mind as I reminisce, but each word will have to wait in line as I tell you. Try.